Just feel that beat singing.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Tuesday.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Thank you, Stevie. Nice to have you back. Well, because we've been, it's been 24 hours.
I thought maybe I'd lost a day or whatever. Yeah.
Tom's back.
Yeah, you've lost a day. It's 2026, Stevie.
It's nice that Tom's back, because when he didn't appear at his usual time yesterday, everybody started freaking out, like, where's Tom? Where's Tom? So,
they thought they'd locked the skateboard park and he couldn't get out.
It's always nice to have you back, Tom.
Thank you.
And, just let me do one piece of housekeeping. Guys, now Tom's back, no more birthdays. Birthday special was fun yesterday.
It was good.
And the best of the Edge of the Men, brilliant. Tom's back in the room now, so we can't do any of that.
Back to them.
Yeah, it was just usual yesterday.
Well, that's funny you say that. I had a meeting about birthdays today.
Excellent.
Well, whose birthday is it?
No.
Give me a scream if you're from Essex, throw it here!
This is Radio Essex, the hit music station. Now, the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
It's my oldest birthday today. No one cares.
No one cares.
All right, Fatboy Slim and Rita Ora getting us underway for Tuesday's Big Drive Home. Here's Praising You.
Turn it up louder, yeah. Give it to me, just give it to me.
Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, Jason Derulo. There's brand new music coming from Jason Derulo in days, I think, or weeks. I mean, that is kind of brand new, but it's kind of Want to Want Me Again. So there's actual new Jason Derulo coming up.
There's an easy way to know if it's a Jason Derulo song.
He does that. I don't know if he does that on this song.
He must. Well,
I don't think he does. Does he?
Does he not?
I think this is Derulo.
That's good. He's just dropped the Jason.
Where does he say that?
You took it out. Cheeky. Derulo's going to have the ump.
So it just starts on that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice though, isn't it? That's how to start tuning it.
Derulo.
It's Radio Essex.
I mean, that sounds like, it sounds like I'm a DJ. You try it.
It's Radio Essex. Even Tom could do it. Go on, Tom.
It's Radio Essex.
Oh, no, no. So what you done? you sounded somber. It's Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex.
God, very good. Sounds like Phil Collier.
Anyway, there's Jason Derulo, and glad you came. It's Chris and Scott, and we're glad you came as well. Tuesday on the Big Drive Home, 3:10. All the usual stuff happening. No birthdays, because we don't do birthdays.
No, don't do birthdays.
No one cares, as we've said to everyone yesterday throughout the show.
That's not what I heard.
It's fine, don't worry about it. WhatsApp users.
Wait.
Yeah?
I've just thought something.
What?
We can bring the... Just one day only, just for one link only, we can bring back the What's Happening music. Because you're talking about WhatsApp. Yes!
There you go. WhatsApp users can breathe a major sigh of relief knowing that a new update is coming to the app, which means you can now edit any embarrassing messages.
Right, but you can delete a message anyway.
Can you delete a message you've already sent?
Yeah, so if you've sent a message...
Yeah.
If you've sent a message, you can delete right, for so you, delete for
let's
all.
Let's get the WhatsApp up. On the telephone, a message from you, the last message. Who knew? Who knew you would be the last person on my WhatsApp?
What did I write?
Yeah, I'm going to drive. See you later. Kiss, kiss.
Okay.
So, because we're going out tonight. So if I go...
Oh, you're going to write something offensive. You're going to write something offensive, obviously, aren't you?
Just going to use a little four-letter word, T-W. All right, okay. Oh, it's my mum. No, it's not. Right, so, I've sent you a message, right?
You have. It's very rude.
But how do I... I can't delete it.
You can.
Delete. Select, delete. Delete for everyone.
Yeah.
Is it gone?
Right, it's gone, but I took a screenshot of it before. I took a screenshot of it before you did it. But what I like about this new feature is, right, so I know we're saying it on the radio now.
Yeah.
But if people aren't listening, the people that are listening now can play a trick on their partner. And I've thought this through.
Go on.
So, you could write something to your missus or your mate or something.
Yeah.
Really quite rude and offensive. Like, literally, like, go to town. say really, really horrible things, right? And then when they read it and they're really angry, right, and they read it, they go, I can't believe he said that, right? Then they put the phone down and they're mad and they're just about to phone you back. At that moment, you edit the message to say really nice things, right? And then when they go, I can't believe you said, go, whatever are you talking about? And when they read it, because they don't know that there's an edit feature, they think they're going mad.
What's going to happen though is you're going to do that. You're going to write all this reviews. I can't believe you do this. I can't believe you say that. And that dress doesn't look good, blah, blah, blah.
I'm just saying
that's what you're saying. If you're so you type all that out, then you realise that you haven't got the updated version of WhatsApp.
And you delete it, obviously.
And you're stuck in the middle with a notepad.
You're A1, caught
in
the middle.
Exactly. 14 minutes after 3. Big drive home, Sam Ryder. It's Radio Essex, Tom Grennan, and Remind Me, 20 past 3, Chris and Scott on the big drive home for Tuesday. We're talking about WhatsApp, that you can now do some editing if you've sent an embarrassing message or you sent something wrong that you didn't want to say. Or Scott's little game is send a load of stuff to your partner that, you know, for a giggle, but it might be like a little bit over the top.
Yeah, like a bit rude.
And when they read it, and then they go, oh, I can't believe you said that, you quickly edit it all, and then go, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about. Read the messages
and
apologise.
I think it's good. Lynn, what have you got on this?
Right, it's actually, the advert was on the radio this morning on the news that you only actually get 15 minutes to edit, and it will tell the person that you've edited the message.
Well, that's no good, is it?
Oh, that's no fun. But it'll tell them that you've edited it, because I think it does that on Instagram as well, but it won't say... It won't tell them what the edit was, I'm assuming.
No, but you only get 15 minutes from sending it to edit it.
Right, that's good knowledge.
Yeah, but the thing I wanted to do, you do it after 30 seconds. Let them read it. Once they've read it, change it. They'll think it will say,
and you go, look, it doesn't say that. And then it will say, Scott edited this just after you saw it.
Game's up.
Yes. Yeah, game's up. You'll be. We shouldn't have told him that, Lynn. We should have watched him do that. That would have been quite funny.
The message would have been to you, Chris.
Lynn, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Cheers. I think the irony of that is it's probably, if somebody timed it from sending a message, sitting down having a cup of tea, thinking about what you just said, and then going, oh, I need to edit that, I bet that time is 16 minutes.
Probably.
Every time. 3:22. Six. Hope you're doing okay. Tuesday on the big drive home. It is Chris and Scott. We're here till 6 o'clock tonight. Producer Tom here. We've got Stevie on news, and then Joe Kinch coming up from 6 o'clock tonight. And you. Obviously, it's like one giant family. Thank you for having us on. Staying dry, clear spells overnight, down to 6 degrees tomorrow for Wednesday. Bit of a cool start, but another fine and dry day tomorrow. Apparently, the blue skies will be with us. We live and learn. 22 degrees, the high in Essex tomorrow. It's Radio Essex RD and Cat Burns, Home for My Heart. Chris and Scott, big drive home, 3:30. We're talking about WhatsApp earlier, and I was saying the last WhatsApp message that Scott sent me was saying something like, yes, I'll drive tonight, see you later, kiss, kiss. Straight away, Laura's on.
Yeah.
On the text. Do you guys send kisses to each other when you text? Thought that was a man rule not to do that. Very cute, guys. Kiss. So she's kissing on there as well. Oh, do we? We don't always do kisses, do we?
Well, if we go through our messages, like our version of the Peep Show, we go through now and look.
I've sent you, last message I sent you was a...
No kiss.
A picture of a PlayStation 5 in a window, and I said, do you want me to get this for you?
No kiss.
And you've put, looks amazing.
No, I didn't put a kiss either.
No, it doesn't. It's not. Oh, there's one. There's some kisses. You weren't here, and
oh, you wrote Happy New Year, bestie, kiss. Oh, it's cute, isn't it?
We had a chat.
I didn't write back. Oh, I wrote Love Ya, actually.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, as an emoji. But the thing is, I don't think it's a rule. I don't think it's a rule about the kiss thing. I think sometimes you put a kiss on, you go, oh, when you start to think about it, like, should I have not put the kiss?
Not to each other. It's normally with us if we're talking about something, because I just read one, which I won't read on the radio, but it was about anxiety. And then we were saying, oh, and then we did a podcast about it, and then you wrote, we do that really well, kiss, kiss.
Yeah.
So it's a more complimentary thing.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go, Arsenal looking good tonight. Kiss.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't write fancy a couple of pints tonight, Governor.
Yeah, exactly.
Kiss.
I wouldn't go, yeah, it looks like you've lost your bottle again. Oh, kiss, kiss.
What? Right, no, you're taking it too far now. I think...
If you're a boss, can you go, oh, hi, Sandra, can you get the accounts over to me? Kiss, kiss.
No.
Right. That happens, though.
Yeah, but so that that's...
And I don't know why he's calling me Sandra.
Yeah,
I wish you wouldn't do that.
Don't mind the kisses, mate. My name's not Sandra. No, for example, right, if I text Tom and said, hi, mate, I'm going to be late, which is a daily,
a
daily thing.
So this is a general text that you said. Yeah. You could actually send it as a template.
Yeah, which I do. I won't put a kiss there. If you've had a conversation and maybe you've said something to me, like, I know you've had a hard day, I'd go to you, hope you're all right, man, kiss.
Yeah.
Because I'm reaching out to said person and I'm... So I don't think there's... I think that's perfectly normal. But I wouldn't... I haven't got a boss.
Well, you have.
I have, but...
I didn't do birthdays, kiss, kiss.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, no, and I wouldn't do that to my boss here, and I might do it to you, or I do it to you, might do it to Tom. I wouldn't do... I think if you're... I'm just trying to work out whether it's acceptable in the workplace, not with me and you, because we're best mates. I think that's slightly different, but is it acceptable in the workplace to just put kisses on your email? Because you do get loads of kisses on emails.
It depends on the relationship that you have with said person. Like, so I might be texting Stevie.
Yeah.
I put a kiss. He puts a kiss.
Yeah.
No problem. Great. Connor, kiss. Tom, yeah. Like, but...
You've got to be careful.
I don't know if somebody fouls that well. I'm not dropping kisses on
but
there.
Somebody in the office will be sitting there thinking, he doesn't put kisses on emails when he sends it to me, but he does for Connor and Stevie and Chris and Tom. He's throwing kisses away with those guys.
Oh, so now what?
Now you're going to have to put kisses on your emails because now you've just said it on the radio.
Emails?
I was going to say, you don't even use your email.
No, I don't even know the password to my email. The WhatsApp.
Laura says, does it depend on how many drinks you've had? No. Not if I'm texting Scott, but maybe I am like that New Year's Eve. Do you ever kiss, kiss, and I just text him randoms?
No, I don't know. I think it depends on the person.
Okay. Little Mix and Sweet Melody, Big Drive Home for Tuesday, 3:33. It's Radio Essex. It's an unlikely collaboration, but that is Anne-Marie and Shania Twain.
I know. I was just reading it going, really?
It's called Unhealthy, which is also the title track for Anne-Marie's new album, which is out very soon. It's Radio Essex 20-4. Let's wrap up the WhatsApp thing. Thank you for all the WhatsApp messages. Sandra in Morden. Oh, we're talking about kisses at the end of emails and texts. Sandra says in Morden, I never do kisses anymore. I just use a load of emojis instead, which annoys my husband to no end. And then she's done laughing face, crying face emojis at us.
I do like an emoji.
We get emojis on here.
Yeah, we have got emojis. And they disappear and then they...
reappear on our screen, but they are there. I think what would be quite fun on your mobile, on your app, or the text, and I know exactly what's going to come up.
Okay.
Send us your two favourite emojis.
Oh, brilliant.
I can already picture it in my head. Yeah, no, I know exactly what's happening here.
Well, the two together...
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I want. Yes. Yes.
Just send us two of your favourite emojis on the app... or the text they want for
the
word.
Let's break the system. I think
let's get as many as we can. I know what's happening.
Very good, Chris. Very good.
Get those into us. Grab us on the app as well. Your two favourite emojis go. It's Radio Essex, Switch Disco, Ella Henderson and React. Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home. Thank you for all your emojis you sent through. Loads of you, Dobbo. Hello, Charlotte from Southend. Dave, Steph in Chelmsford, Laura. There was loads on there. Ian, thank you very much for all of those.
We can't read any of them out.
Can't read any of them out. And... it left a lot of questions. Mainly, is it a fruit or a vegetable?
Fruit.
Is it a fruit?
No, vegetable.
Is it a vegetable?
Yeah.
Very popular vegetable on the emojis. Right, let's continue with Lewis Capaldi, who's bruised his private parts.
He's doing vegetable.
He's heard that. Doing a Peloton session. Crazy. This is Forget Me. Sam Smith, Kim Petras. And before that, Lewis Capaldi and Forget Me. It's coming up on 4 o'clock. Chris and Scott, big drive home, news and travel on the way. First of all, a job I think would suit quite a lot of people. Definitely you, Scott. A company is looking to hire three professional TikTokers to just watch TikTok.
I'm already doing that as a job. But I'm not being paid.
You're not being paid for it. Now, influencing marketing company called Ubiquitous are offering about £80 an hour for you to just sit there watching. What's exactly involved? Let's find out. Three candidates who bagged the role will watch 10 hours of TikTok clips and be paid almost £800 for their trouble.
I mean, that's a lot of money.
While watching, the chosen candidates will be tasked with helping the company, Ubiquitous, to discover emerging trends. So that you're just filling out a simple questionnaire while you're reading it. You'll be like, oh, yeah, it's that Jason Derulo song again.
Yeah, and then, yeah. And, oh, people dancing again.
Yeah. Oh, in a minute, I'm going to, yeah, that's Lizzo again. So yeah. You'll basically be writing down trends on TikTok. And that's it, really. No experience is necessary. But as you can imagine, the role's fairly popular with people wanting to fill that role.
But, I mean, I'm not being funny, right? If you're of that age, I know, like, you know, TikTok's changed over the years.
I think they want people from all age groups.
Oh, because, that's good.
Because I think it's fine to just get your 15, 24s in there, but actually your 25, 34s, I think you need all the different demographics to see who's watching
very
what.
TikTok's very different.
It is.
For, like, I mean, I'm watching Bricklayers, like, laying bricks. Brennan's not.
Yeah,
like
his feed's got different suggestions than your feed.
Yeah, yeah. Like, so it's very different. His TikTok very different to mine.
Yeah.
Extremely disturbing. But I'm watching Bricklayers.
Okay.
He's not. Not. He would be good at the job.
I don't think you choose what TikToks to watch. I don't think you can sit there just watching TikToks.
Oh, he's not interested.
I'm into swimwear. Yeah, I don't think you can say that. I think they tell you what to watch, and then you just write down the themes. Well, it's weird. The theme, one that looks like swimwear, that was just all swimwear. But you can't do that.
You can't do that, no.
And get paid £800 for it. I don't think that's happening. Oh, but okay.
One sec. But no, you're not going to get a job, mate. So he's just phoning.
You can apply on their website, which I'd imagine is tiktok.com.
Yeah, and it's got a busy tone at the moment.
Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola has called on his players to maintain their standards against Brighton tomorrow, even after a big party to celebrate another Premier League title. There were plenty of celebrations after they lifted the trophy for a third season in a row on Sunday. But with the treble still to complete in the FA Cup and the Champions League finals, Guardiola doesn't want any let-up.
I don't know how they will feel tomorrow, but you have to do it. Otherwise, we will run a lot, we will suffer a lot, and I think the best way to prepare the finals is be still ready.
Weather. Well, as we head towards the evening, it will continue to be overcast with the last of the sunny spells breaking through the clouds at temperatures on your big drive home reaching 16 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
They did a manager poll for sexiest manager and Pep didn't win it. Now, I was surprised at that.
He's up there. He's a good looking man. He's
it
Pep.
Was the Manchester United Eric Van the Man Dam Tam.
No, it was
yeah,
not.
It was.
Are you kidding me?
That was he beat Pep Guardiola in a sexiest football manager competition.
Arteta must have been up there.
I don't think he was. Have you
Arteta's
got the,
a
he's
good
looking on the
man.
News machine. He's got a news machine in there with all the news.
Do you want my professional opinion?
Yeah. Right, have you got a list? Have you got a list?
I've got a list.
Yeah,
I've
go for it.
List.
Go for the list. Go for the list.
Oh, can we compile the list?
Arteta.
What number?
Oh, no, I've just Googled Premier League managers. I'm just having a scout around.
Oh, I see, you're doing it. No,
oh, okay.
Oh, there's an actual thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but keep going.
Stevie was just picking his favourites. Stevie was just going
wow.
for his wish list.
Ryan Mason?
No, absolutely not.
He's the only one that's under about 50.
Oh, but he's got
Steven
a face
Gerrard.
Like a foot. Steven Gerrard, maybe 15 years ago.
The Liverpool guy.
What, Jurgen Klopp?
Jurgen Klopp.
No.
He's got good teeth.
He has got great teeth.
He's got great teeth.
And also,
great teeth.
Still got his original hairline, which is always good.
Arteta and Pep have got to be up there. I can't believe this is a radio content. I mean, what's going on?
Pep Guardiola just...
what, can you...
Pep,
do you know
Guardiola,
his name?
Yeah, Pep Guardiola. Just pipped...
Name?
Yes, it is. Pep Guardiola.
Pep Guardiola.
Yeah, Pep Guardiola pipped Jurgen Klopp to fourth place.
Oh, my God.
Mikel Arteta is 11th in the
what?
List of most handsome managers.
Who's number one?
Is this David Moyes? That can't be.
No.
He's beaten Marco Silva. That can't be a thing.
No, Marco Silva's...
David Moyes?
No. This is not... I'm going to find out. This must be going eldest to something. This is not best looking.
I'm waiting to see Roy Hodgson in there.
David Moyes. I just wanted the lads to win. We tried our best, didn't we?
I'll find out... hang on, no, it was the Sun. There you go, 5 days ago.
Here we go.
So in that list is Mikel Arteta is number two.
Yes, that makes sense.
Eric the Man is at number one.
That makes no sense.
Number three is Pep Guardiola.
Yeah.
Joint place with the special one, Jose Mourinho, is also at number three.
Yeah.
Carlo Ancelotti.
No. We've gone
is
off.
At number five.
No.
Steven Gerrard, number six. Arsene Wenger, number seven.
Arsene Wenger!
Number eight is David Moyes off of West Ham. Rafael Benitez is at nine.
This is ridiculous.
And at ten, it's a legend, Kevin Keegan.
What? No.
Justice for Neil Warnock, that's what I said.
This is where hit music lives. If you play the hits live from the Icon Building. This is The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Right, Tuesday, Big Drive Home continues post Malone and Chemical. Let's get this on for the sunshine. Love this tune.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
Dermot Kennedy and Kiss Me. It's 30 minutes after four. Big Drive Home is Chris and Scott. When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts. As you know, if you're a regular to the show, you might be new to the show, so I'll explain it. So this is something that happens every now and again. We do a lot of preparation for the show, and we have a lot of it here on paper. We have a lot of it digitalized to save the trees. And we just have preparation all over the place for the show. We go through the papers. We go through pretty much every story that's out there. We have a planning meeting. It's normally me and Tom. Let's not pretend that you're involved.
I mean, it's quite fair to me. You said normally. It's all work.
You do get involved in the planning.
More than
I do in some respects. You're working. I'm working in normal hours. Like, I normally get about midday, 1 o'clock, and then I'm preparing for that show that day. You're sending voice notes to producer Tom. 3 o'clock in the morning from Prague.
Yeah, but I think that, you know, should we say above and beyond? Thank you so much for my tea. No, it's coffee, actually. Thank you. I think it's above and beyond what I'm doing. I'm going the extra mile.
You're thinking of content in the night and contacting producer Tom, who's obviously probably up thinking about the show.
Imagine so.
Aren't you?
Oh, definitely.
So when he gets your random voice notes, but the problem is these are quite random voice notes. People have heard the show before. We'll remember Toffee Apple.
Picture me in the Toffee Apple. 5 years old.
And that is the kind of stuff that comes through on Tom's voice notes at 3 a.m. So this one we're going to play as a brand new one. You won't have heard this before. Tom's heard it. What time did you hear this? When did you hear this?
Oh, 2 a.m. Saturday.
2 a.m. Saturday. So this would have literally been, you've just got back from Prague. You've gone home and you've gone, oh, idea for the show.
Probably. I can't remember. And then,
is this a drunk text? Is this drunk?
I don't know.
You're assuming so. Yeah. Right. This is 2 in the morning, probably. This is show prep from Scott's.
Hi, Tom. Sorry it's late.
No, first of all, hi, Tom. Sorry it's late is a lie. Because you always do them in the middle of the night.
It's when I think.
Hi, Tom. Sorry it's late. So I got my house cleaned earlier. And then went around to someone else's house and cleaned theirs. That's the stupidest thing I've ever done. Just a thought.
Sorry, you've got a cleaner.
Yeah, once a week to help out.
Right.
Yeah.
So your cleaner came to your house.
Yes.
To clean your house.
Yes.
And you then went to somebody else's house to clean their house.
Yeah, I mean, and when I...
Why did you go, first of all, whose house did you go and clean?
It was a family friend.
Okay, yeah. You're doing them a favour?
Yes.
So your house is being cleaned. Whilst that's happening, you've left the house to go and clean another house.
Yeah, and as it was happening, I was thinking, what am I doing? Like, I just thought, what I should have done is just ask the cleaner to go around
there. To the other house. Yeah,
because like there wasn't loads to do in my house. It was like, you know, a bit of, you know, general
Do you do what I do before the cleaner comes? Do you tidy up?
Tidy up, yeah, of course.
So my house looks spotless by the time the cleaner gets there.
Yeah, because it, I used to take the mickey out of you for that. I used to say, why are you paying a cleaner?
Exactly, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And now I understand it. But it got worse that day because I literally, all the time I was cleaning this person's house, I was thinking, and a really hard, intensive cleaning.
Yeah.
Like a lot more cleaning than I would do at home.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's so silly. I'm so stupid that I'm doing this. 4.5 hours, by the way,
yeah.
I was cleaning.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was a really, really silly thing. And it got me thinking, what's the silliest thing that, you've done?
I like that. A1400, put the word Essex at the front of your message. Stupidest thing you've done. In that kind of vein, then. You got a cleaner around to clean your house while that was happening. You were out cleaning somebody else's house. Grab us on the app as well. We'll have some of those. Silliest thing you've ever done. 18 minutes after 4, Jonas Blue player next. This is Finally, Radio Essex. 20 past 4, Jonas Blue and Finally, big drive home. It's Chris and Scott. We're talking about Scott's wild thought, which was this.
Hi, Tom. I'm sorry it's late. So I got my house cleaned earlier. And then went around to someone else's house and cleaned theirs.
So Scott got his house cleaned and then went around to somebody's house at the same time and cleaned their house. So we're just asking you the stupidest thing you've ever done.
And it has actually got me thinking, Tom, before we get other people's, you must have done loads of stupid things.
Yes.
I mean that with love, but like there's got to have been a few.
There is a lot.
Go on, please enlighten us.
So my most recent one is the saga with my car.
Oh, I remember the WhatsApps about this.
So
oh, yeah, you did.
I keep losing my car.
Yeah, it's a tricky one, isn't it?
And so this happens, like I'm parked down my road. I go indoors, might have a sleep for a bit. And then I'll wake back up and be like, oh, it's time to go to the gym. So I'll go outside and then I'll be like, I can't remember where I parked my car. So I'll end up walking up and down my road for a good 20 minutes.
Yeah.
20 minutes?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't find it, genuinely. And I sent you guys a voice message the other day being like, I think I've lost my car, guys.
Yeah, no, you did.
Hang on, hang on.
Possibly an idea for the show.
Everyone
needs a show. Everyday struggles.
Do you swear?
I've parked my car somewhere and I cannot find it. It's an issue.
It's an issue.
I'm looking for it up and down my road and I cannot find it.
I mean, this is live. You're still trying to find it.
Yeah, that was me.
This is at 23:17. It's 11:17 on a weekend night. But you're texting us with idea for the show.
Possibly an idea for the show.
I've lost my car. That is quite scary.
I mean, that really is scary, that, Tom.
This hasn't happened once. I just want to say that. This has happened multiple times.
It did. You said, I found it again. I'd walked past it a couple of times. It was where you parked it.
Yeah.
And then you sent one the other day that you'd done it again. That's crazy. I don't think, the stupidest thing I think I've ever done was I bought a lawnmower, which was quite a decent lawnmower when I used to live in my old house. And then I got artificial grass about a month later.
That is really silly.
Because I mowed it once and I thought, I hate mowing the lawn.
Were you waiting for it to grow?
Yeah. I was like, I hate mowing the lawn after I mowed it once and then decided to get artificial grass, but then had this brand new lawnmower, which I actually kept, which I still have now, and now I have actual grass.
Oh, no, so
actually,
it's gone full circle.
It's full circle, but it was sitting in a shed for 4 years. But it still works.
That's good.
Because that was a fairly stupid thing. Any of those for us, you can grab us on the app as well. It's 4:23 on the big drive home. Well, let's take you back to the 127. Jane, how are you and what you got for us?
I'm all right, yes, thank you. I'm just thinking to say that there's been quite a serious crash on the London Bound 8127 between Progress Road and Rayleigh Weir, and the road is closed. So you might want to put that on your travel news.
So between
Progress Road and Rayleigh Weir.
Okay, yeah. And it's actually closed.
Yeah, well, there's an overturned vehicle and there's three fire engines. It's quite serious, I think.
All right, we'll get that out there. Thanks a lot, mate. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Ed Sheeran, at Eyes Closed, 431 A127 out of Southend, London bound. There's an overturned vehicle. This is between Progress Road and the Rayleigh Weir. Thank you to Aaron, who's just got in touch on the text. He says, regarding the accident you just talked about, on the 127, the tailback is now back to Kent Elms Corner. Aaron, thank you for that, and thank you very much for all the calls on that. So it's currently, I think it's closed. If you've got any updates for us, you can let us know if it's safe on the phone, 01702 45 50 60. Grab us a text or an app if you're a passenger in the car and you can do that. That'd be amazing. Just let us know whereabouts it is, if it's still closed. It was closed earlier, and we'll keep the updates flowing on that. So it's the 127 out of Southend heading towards Rayleigh Weir. There's an accident in between the Rayleigh Weir and Progress Road heading London bound on the 127. We'll keep an eye on that for you. When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts. Mainly because it's my way home.
No, because of the travel and the drive show.
Yes. Right, yes. 4:32 for Tuesday. Wild thoughts continue. Scott had a wild thought. It was about the fact that he was supposed to be, well, he had a cleaner cleaning his house, but while that was happening, he went to another house and cleaned that house. Somebody he knew, a family member that needed help. It wasn't like he didn't randomly go next door and start cleaning up.
I'm just, I've got nothing to do today.
So we're just asking if you've done any crazy things like that. Tom had lost his car. Layla says, if you've lost your car, I've got an iPhone. You can have your car location saved on your maps. It will let you know where the pin is dropped on the map. I've lost mine a few times, lol. Well, when did this happen to us? When did this happen?
People started losing their cars.
To the human race, where they... I don't remember. I know we always say, well, as a kid, we didn't have phones. We used to go out at 10 o'clock and come back at 10 o'clock. And I'm like, oh, nice to see you again. I don't remember having to have an app on my phone because I've lost my car.
But the problem is with someone like Tom, bless him, is he would lose his phone.
Yeah, that would be the problem.
And then he'd need something else to find his phone to then find his car.
Exactly. So his mum would say to him, where's your phone then? And he'd go, oh, it's in my car, obviously.
I don't know where the car is. Where are the keys? I don't know.
Yeah. Layla, thank you. But yes, that's the iPhone app you can use. Laura says, stupid things I've done. In the first week I had a van, I tried to enter an underground car park with a height restriction. When I saw the sign, my brain said to myself, it's okay, because the sign says that maximum height of 2 meters is on a chain, so it will bounce over the ladders. Yeah, fast forward 30 seconds later, I've crushed my ladders and the roof rack in the concrete roof of the Sainsbury's car park in front of so many people watching. Thankfully, didn't get wedged in. Now I understand those signs are not to be ignored.
Don't ignore them.
Don't ignore those, Laura. No. Danny in Rettenden says, I wanted to search my house high and low for a good half an hour for a pair of shorts that I couldn't find, and I really needed them as it was so hot outside. I could not find these shorts for the life of me. Turns out, I'm wearing them.
That is brilliant.
Thanks for that. Joe in Chelmsford said, similar to producer Tom's, I once took the bus home. Oh, you didn't take the bus. I thought you took the bus home, as in drove the bus
home. You can't take the bus home. It's illegal.
I once took the bus home. It took me 45 minutes when I got home. I thought my car was stolen until I realised I'd actually driven to work. Worst part is I've done this more than once. You've driven to work, thought it was a walking day, got a bus home, got home, where's my car?
Yeah.
It worked.
Kerry's...
I like that, it's funny.
Kerry's father, Peter.
Yeah.
He lost his car. He came around the house. He said, I've lost the car. And it was days and days went past. And then one day he was just walking past the doctor's and there was his car. And he went, oh, yeah, I drove it to the doctor's on Tuesday. And he had left it there for like 4 days.
Brilliant. Any of those, 81400, put the word Essex in a friendly message. Grab us on the app as well. Any updates on the 127, we'll have those as well, please. Cigala, Becky Hill, here's Wish You Well, Radio Essex. Radio Essex, Rudimental and Charlotte Plank. That's called Dancing is Healing, 441 on the big drive home. It's Chris and Scott. Talking about silly things you've ever done. Linda, what you got for us?
Went to see Saracens at Watford.
Yeah.
Years ago, and I still used to play there. And my son broken his ankle, so I dropped my son and my husband off outside the stadium and went and parked the car in a car park somewhere.
Yeah.
And then when we got back to the car, I couldn't remember where I parked it, so we was walking around this car park for about an hour and a half. Trying to find the car.
I know, and I know which car park you're talking about, next to Vicky Drone.
It's all covers.
Yeah. And it looks identical, and everything looks exactly the same. Yeah.
But didn't you say that someone had a broken ankle?
Yeah, my son, he was on crutches.
And he's on crutches for an hour and a half trying to find the car. I bet he was well impressed with you.
Yeah.
I like that. Nice one. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
If you've got any more of those, just let us know and we'll get you on. It doesn't have to be a lost car. It can be anything you've done that you've just thought afterwards. That was really, really crazy. And we'll get you on. Right, 442 A127 update. What have you got for us?
Hello there. Just giving you an update on the A127 closure.
Yeah, what have you got?
I've just passed it. It's still closed. The car is on the side of the road, but it is still closed. The police present.
Nice one. Thank you for
That's
the update.
All right.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So Ibiza is taking over Maldon in a way you wouldn't expect. Promenade Park will be welcoming a 26-piece orchestra. 9th of June to play the true Ibiza classics. Tunes from Eric Prydz, Roger Sanchez, Armin van Helden, Artful Dodger himself will be taken to the stage to kick it off. Doors open at 5 on Friday and you can literally go straight from work to kick off the weekend with an Ibiza-inspired party. We, though, have VIP tickets for you to win. Listen to Radio Essex all next week. Best of luck. Essex Miley Cyrus and Jaded. Updates on the 127 coming in. Roberto, what you got for us, mate?
Good afternoon, Chris and Scott. I would like to mention that the 127, now going outbound, has reopened. It's back to normal. Thank you.
Thank you. Right, coming up on 5 o'clock, and we're asking you the craziest, silliest things you've done. Jan says, my ex-husband told me not to take our new Audi TT to Bluewater. I thought I could get it back before he got home from work. So I parked, ran around Bluewater, went to get some back into the car. Gone.
Oh, no.
Not there anymore. Panicking, spoke to security, advised me it was on the floor below. No worries, plenty of time to get home. Unfortunately, I went towards Channel Tunnel on the A2 instead of Dartford Tunnel. Didn't make it home before him and got into trouble.
Well, it's not good.
Thank you, Jan. Anonymous says, my best friend commutes to London every day. They always stand behind and in front of one another on the escalator. They usually muck around and have a little feel.
Okay.
So that's what normally happens. So this particular day, she's there. Yep. He's behind her. She reaches behind, has a little squeeze. You know, it's not a normal relationship stuff.
Yeah,
not him. Wasn't her boyfriend at all. It was he was standing behind the bloke.
Oh,
she had a little squeeze on.
This is brilliant.
To say she was embarrassed is an understatement.
That bloke had a good day, though.
That bloke had a spring in his step all day long. Thank you, Anonymous. Alistair the Trucker, what you got for us today, Alistair?
My grandfather drove buses in Southend all the years back when the station was near Sainsbury's. He took my nan and her friend for a drive from Canvey to Southend to get his wage slip one day. As he was leaving after getting his wages, his mate was driving the bus back to Canvey, said, do you want to jump on? He jumped on, went all the way back to Canvey, noticed his car was missing, realised he'd left it at work with my nan and her friend in, got the bus all the way back to Southend, and they were none the wiser.
Oh, my goodness.
Love that, Alistair. Thank you very much for those. You can keep me coming in. We'll do a couple more after 5 and the 8 to Z of music on the way as well. And update you on your ride across Essex next and the latest headlines with Stevie at 5.
Staying mostly clear and bright this evening across Essex. So it will feel mild with temperatures over the wee small hours reaching lows of 9 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Thank you, Stevie. Nice day out there. Beautiful, isn't it?
It's wonderful.
Why does it take till this time of day for it to get sunny?
It's weird, isn't it?
It teases us all day.
It's been a wee trend, actually, over the last few days that the sun arrives at 4 and leaves at 8:30.
It's weird. And then every day there's a tease the next day. Oh, no, tomorrow, blue skies, everything. And then you get there and it's like, no, it's still grey.
It's been a slow start this summer, but...
Do you reckon that means it'll go on for longer?
I don't really want it to go on for longer. I just want it to be a wee bit warmer.
I just wanted to start, yeah.
Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Three to the one like this.
Where hits music lives on Radio Essex.
Right, we are on. Just gone 5 o'clock on the big drive home. Welcome to the home run. Lizzo coming up. Brand new Kylie Minogue as well. First though, Niall Horan. It's heaven.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
Radio Essex, Lizzo and To Be Loved, 5:10. Radio Essex, hope you're doing okay. Thank you so much for having us on. We talked about this, I reckon, a couple of weeks ago now. producer Tom will probably remember. We were talking about there's a traffic light in Westcliff up by the park. What park is it? Chalkwell.
Chalkwell Park.
So if you go from the South End Seafront, if you know this area, you go from South End Seafront, you're going up past and you get to the main A13, and there's a set of traffic lights there on the, so you've got Chalkwell Park on your left. And then for the cars coming straight down the A13, just before sort of Aldi and the BP garage, there's a traffic lights on that main Chalkwell junction.
Yeah.
And there's one traffic light, which is actually for the earlier traffic to say red, but everyone stops at it.
Yeah,
thinking
I've,
it's
seen,
their traffic
yeah, I've
light.
Seen them do it.
We talked about it on the show.
We did.
About 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, it was about 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
How long has that traffic light been there?
It's been there since I was a kid.
Yeah, so for years and years, yeah, for about a year.
Yeah, about a year.
It's been there for about 6 months. No, it's been there for years. We mentioned it on the show 2 weeks ago. I drove down there yesterday, and I was like, oh, is that traffic light? I looked up, it's gone.
It's gone?
It's been taken down.
Must have been taken down because it keeps on happening. People keep on...
Or...
They listen to their show.
Just listen to what I said. Or what you said. It's just random coincidence. No,
I think it might be because they listened
to... I was really amazed. I looked at it, I was like, the traffic light's gone. After it was must have been 3 or 4 days after we mentioned it. I said to Tom, that traffic light's not there anymore. It's gone.
That's unbelievable.
They've taken it down.
But I believe you because you just said it.
Because I said it on the radio, so it's definitely true. If anyone knows, tell me, because it might have been taken down because you were listening to the show and you decided, actually, we're going to take that down. Hopefully,
nice.
Hopefully somebody that works at the council, not just a random.
Yeah. Don't just do it.
This is brand new, Kylie. Brand new single from Kylie Minogue. It's called Padom Padom.
I can't get it out of my head.
It's a brilliant tune.
You didn't get it.
What did you say? Oh, I can't get it out of my head. Wow.
It's clever, isn't it?
As I said, wow, that's good as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very good. Got it. Tom, get any further from that?
I don't know if Tom's catalogue of Kylie Minogue records is probably quite high.
Yeah.
He should be so lucky.
Yeah. See what, we played that especially for you.
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
I know it's spinning around, but...
What you could have said is... Lads, you got my head spinning around.
Yeah,
you
see, that would have worked, and you would have followed the conversation and the thread. I can't get it out of my head, which is what he did, which is a really good one.
Yeah, and you ruined it, Tom. ruined that amazing.
I wouldn't change a thing.
Well, very good.
Good.
I don't know anymore. I don't know. You've got a list in front of you, haven't you?
She's going through the list. How has she had so many hits?
We've done I Should Be So Lucky, haven't we? Yeah, we've done that.
Stop Me From Falling, I don't remember that. All the Lovers. That was a good tune. Spinning Around, yeah, that's the one you knew, wasn't it?
Yeah. I knew that one.
Better the Devil You Know.
God, Better the Devil You Know.
Got to Be Certain, and Je Ne Sais Pas Pourquoi.
Oh, get that into a sentence.
Get that into a sentence. Right, that's the Kylie Minogue new song on the radio. Right, coming up, we'll have the end of the show. Which needs a little bit of help.
It does. All you need to do, because it's Tuesday, you just need to get on the app and you need to say, Tuesday, completed it, mate. I want an aggro one today. I don't know why.
Oh, an aggy one.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
Tuesday, completed, mate.
You could go, aye!
Oh.
Tuesday, completed, mate.
Yeah, we could do either of those. Get those into us on the app. You can send voice notes through right now. The voice notes is the app. You can send it top right hand side, little speech bubble, bosh. Tuesday completed, mate. Paul from Mayland's been on the app. He says, can you not, in capital letters, can you not say happy birthday to my wife, Vicky, please?
We won't.
And don't say have a nice meal out tonight at Eddie's, the Chinese. Don't mention it. Don't mention anything to do with her birthday. Don't mention the fact... going out for a really nice meal tonight at Eddie's.
No, we, Paul, thank you for your message. I can confirm that we will not say happy birthday to your wife, Vicky. We won't mention the nice meal that you're taking her out for at Eddie's, the Chinese.
Yeah, it's nice Chinese as well.
Yeah.
Good birthday, Chinese.
We won't mention it because, as you know, there's meetings that we're not invited to them anymore. It's just Tom. I think this is getting quite serious now.
Yeah,
so, it's getting very serious. I had one today.
What do you mean you had one today?
I had one today about it.
What, about birthdays?
Yeah.
Well, because we've done a few birth...
We don't do... No, we didn't.
No.
We don't do birthday mentions. We make it specifically clear on the radio, we do not do birthdays, because our boss once told us in a meeting, when he was listening back to our show, which he does, and then he goes, right, let's have a listen to this link. He talks like, let's have a listen to this link. And then he presses play.
Don't do that.
And then it goes, oh, happy birthday to Tina. And he goes, stop that. And it was like, whoa, 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 what's that? He went, no one cares about Tina's birthday.
Very aggro.
He said, you got 108,000 listeners. Why do you think 107,999 of them care about Tina? Only Tina cares about her birthday. No one cares. We were like, whoa, calm down, mate.
Thought it was a bit rude.
And but then, but we then decided, actually, he's got a point.
He has
it's
got
best,
a point.
It's best not to mention anybody's birthday.
So, Tom, I've said this before. Can you do us a favour?
Yeah.
If you do get another meeting, which I'm sure you might.
Yeah.
If you do, can you just play this link and prove that we're not... It's Vicky's birthday.
I keep telling them that we don't do them.
Well, we don't do them. I mean, look, Paul's, as he says...
He says, can you not say happy birthday?
And we haven't.
If you played it, if you showed him that text, it would show him that even the audience know that we don't do birthdays. Could you not say happy birthday to my wife, Vicky?
I'll take a picture of it and I'll show
and
it to
send
them.
Send it to them.
Thank you.
Just have a normal day, Vicky, and just have a basic Chinese night, bit of chow mein or whatever. Just enjoy it as a normal... It's just Tuesday. It's just Tuesday. It's the big drive home. Latest on the roads. Full update coming next. It's Radio Essex, Messi in Heaven, Vemby and Goddard. Thank you for all your close of the shows. Currently winning is Tyler. No, Ralphie's suddenly in the league. We're going to play Tyler, though, because we wanted to get him on the radio because his was very good. But Ralphie's is more aggressive.
Yes.
Although Tyler's is pretty aggressive.
Tuesday completed it, mate.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of venom there, isn't there?
Right, then. Thank you, Tyler. Good on you.
Paul liked his non-birthday shout-out.
Oh, did he? Go? We didn't do a birthday shout-out, but I'm glad you liked it, Paul.
Yeah, he liked his non-birthday shout-out. He said, thank you, that was brilliant.
No worries at all. Didn't do anything. Literally no one cares. 5:29, 1 minute away from the exit of music. Before we do that, though...
Essex is the biggest county around the
world. As people know, Essex is a very big county. It goes from, like, up north down to the south. I mean, it's literally
huge,
everywhere.
Huge.
Like, Harlow's in it. Colchester's in it. Tiptree's in it.
It is, yeah.
Braintree, all the trees. Wickford.
Colchester.
Billericay.
Yeah.
Basildon. There's loads.
Billericay.
Yeah, Billericay. And Vronger is in it as well. But there's also other people listening, so we've basically brought them into Essex. Adopted them, if you like.
Yeah.
Got them into the Essex County. We've created a greater Essex County. So Essex is the biggest county in the world right now, and we're adding somewhere else to that now. Simon and Kate, loving the show. Evening, guys. Listening from Greater Essex, the Greater Essex area of Singapore.
Singapore.
We are on now, out of some speakers, in Singapore. It's quite weird when you say it out loud.
Yes.
It's quite bizarre.
How good is that, though?
We're in Singapore thanks to the internet.
We are. And you're part of Essex now, so...
And they'll hear this with the modern technology that we've got in 2023 in about 7 minutes.
Yeah.
So that's good. So thank you for listening, Simon and Kate. Originally from Burnham, currently listening in Singapore. We're going to add that to the Greater Essex Area map, which is available for you to see online at radioessex.com.
Now, the A to Z of music.
Right, it is 5:30. A to the music is on. It's the letter L. We continue from yesterday. We did L.
We
who won that?
I'm going to say it was...
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
She did. Today, we're looking at rap stars, DJs, hip-hop artists. We're looking at that kind of genre of music.
I've got LL Cool J in
Loonies.
Mine.
I've got five on it. Loonies.
Yes, I've got Labrimp.
Oh, yeah. I've got some LaRouche.
Yeah, what about...
LaRue.
LaRue.
That's a good one. These work. LF System, modern day times, Tom.
Yes.
Looks at the kid then when I said modern day.
Modern day.
LF System, modern artists like LL Cool J. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Making saying.
All of the songs.
All the big hits. Ladies love Cool J. That's what LL stands for.
Is it?
Yeah. Just give some.
He doesn't have a Lil
from the street. No, he's not a Lil. You could do Lil Wayne, Lil John. You could do all the Lils, all the...
You've lost me completely.
Any dance, hip-hop, DJ, anybody in that genre of music, beginning with L, can go into the A to Z of music tonight. So let us know, who do you think should go in, and we'll get back to you. Grab us on the app as well. We'll find out who's battling it out in 10 minutes' time. Radio Essex, Joel Corey, Katie Baser, Dance Around It. Some big news on those two artists coming up with Joe Kinch in just a second when we talk to him. We're also looking at the songs you want to hear, beginning with L on the A to Z of music tonight. You have two choices, and these are your choices. So if you want to hear LaRue, Bulletproof, put the words bullet in your message. Get it up to us. And you can do it on the app as well if you want to hear Bulletproof from LaRue as the winning song tonight. Or LL Cool J and Hush. If this is the song you want to hear in the sunshine on your way home with your windows down, you can send the word LL, two L's, to grab us on the app as well. LL or Bullet, it's up to you. What do you want to hear? Woo! Radio Essex, Ed Sheeran, Celestial. Carly, thank you very much for your end of the show.
Scott said he wanted an angry message.
Tuesday! Completed it, mate!
It's good.
It's scary.
It's good. We have one that we think is scarier, which is coming up at the end of the show. Joel Corry and Katie Baser news. We mentioned earlier that we had some interesting gossip, and with the gossip, here is the office gossip, Joe Kinch.
All right, Joe?
I should have rang in again, shouldn't I? On the
yeah,
phone.
Should have done.
I thought you was calling me Joel for a second then.
No, you're Joe.
No, you're Joe. Joe's on the radio.
Yeah.
But we mentioned earlier, Joel Corry and Katie Baser, we have some exclusive news about the two of them. And we now can confirm that news. Not that they're a couple, but... because that sounds like where it's going. That's not where it's going. What's the news, Joe Kinch?
They are both joining me on the show tomorrow evening.
What a big show this is.
Yeah. I mean, that's what time is it?
Katie's returning, obviously.
Katie's been on a few times, yeah.
Yeah, she's amazing, Katie. And, Joel Corry's coming on as well.
Do you notice that first name terms, Katie? It's just Katie.
Katie.
Literally just Katie.
I call her the bass. Because I've interviewed her first.
All about that bass.
Yeah, she's great. I like her.
Just call her Kay. Just go, Kay.
All right, Kay.
All right, Kay.
Yeah, she'd love that. And who's Katie with? Joel Corry, obviously.
Joel.
That's what, do you call it? I'll just call him Coronation Street. That's my
nickname.
He
loves that.
I love it. I go, oh, I mate. Doof, doof. And he goes, let's see EastEnders. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're Corry.
And that's really why, that's why me probably... and Chris didn't get the interview. Yeah. Isn't it? That's why Joe got it.
he should have capitalised on that, shouldn't he? He should have had a gig on the bank holiday, Joel Coronation weekend.
I would have done a competition.
That would have been good.
I would have done a competition. If I was interviewing him, and he would have loved this. I would have done it. He would have loved this.
We did send this to him, and he said...
No. Famous Coronation Street actors or made-up names. You got to say Corry or Sorry.
Very good. I don't know.
Which is also
like
a song of his, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I knew that. That's why I said Sorry.
I quite like it.
Corry or Sorry. That's brilliant. You can nick that.
You know, if you want to nick that tomorrow.
Have you done any games? Are there going to be any games, or is it just...
Yeah, well, we've got an idea. I'm not going to give it away.
Is it Corry or Sorry?
No, it's not Corry.
Yeah, no, I've had an idea. It's Corry or Sorry. No.
No, well, it's got to include them both. We can't just be Joel Corry Central. We've got Casey on as well.
Yeah, I can't.
No, let's not try and make one up on the radio now.
So that's exclusive news. Ed Sheeran documentary, you seen it?
No.
I've started.
I'm not watching it because he didn't come in that time that he was meant to.
Sorry, Ed Sheeran let you down for an interview, so you're not going to watch his documentary.
Right, well, let me tell you.
It's a boycott.
I've started watching his documentary. It's so good because it's not the documentary that he was meant to make. Basically, he was already set to make a documentary, and then things happened in his life, really bad things. Like obviously, lost his friend.
Yeah.
And his wife was poorly. It's so real, it's so raw, and like literally you get an insight to his whole life. There's no nothing left out, you know. It's really, really good.
He's not watching it.
No, obviously, because
he said I've got no desire to watch it.
I thought you meant Joe.
No, Ed Sheeran's not watching it. He said he's got no desire to watch it.
Well, he lived it.
Yeah, he said he was having an interview with Extra, and he said I feel a bit uneasy at the thought of watching any of the Sum of It All, which is the name of the documentary. It's uncomfortable for me to watch. I haven't really sat down and binged it, but he said I hope other people find it more entertaining than I do.
No, it's really good. I haven't seen it all, but it's fantastic. It's well worth watch.
Okay,
and on that note, after that amazing promotion, Ed Sheeran on the show tomorrow.
Yeah.
You wish.
You should ring him and go, mate, I'm watching the documentary if I can get you on the show.
Oh, he'll say, what? 1 minute, okay.
And I'll talk about it on the 9 o'clock club. That'll push it over the edge.
That will definitely do it. Tell him that you're the guy that does Sorry or Corrie. He'll be there like a shot. Who won tonight? Do you think, Joel? Do you think it's LL Cool J? I forgot who it was. LL Cool J or LaRue?
Probably LaRue. Thought I would have gone for.
Yay!
Do you know why?
Why?
It's bulletproof.
It's very good. We're done. We're back tomorrow from 3, and Joe Kinch is on the radio next. Have a good night, Essex.
See you later.
Oi, gents. Tuesday. Completed it, mate.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.